According to the U.S. Department of Labor, since 2008, the in-home health care sector is projected to double by 2018. Trained home health care nurses deliver affordable medical assistance and personal care to an estimated 8 million sick, injured, frail elders, and terminally ill at a cost of $60 billion. Nancy Elphingstone is executive director of the Home Care Association of Arkansas. Elphingstone says Arkansas has 172 Medicare-certified home health agencies.
And in any given year, these agencies will see anywhere from 60 to 80,000 patients total for the state. We do keep that data and are comfortable with that. And certainly, these agencies go into the home and they let these patients be able to be helped at home rather than having to go into a more restrictive environment, the hospital, et cetera.
She says that the industry is burgeoning in the face of ongoing medical entitlement cuts. Medicaid and Medicare cover 75% of home care costs nationwide.
And certainly our agencies in Arkansas have felt that. Most of our agencies operate at a very slim margin, especially on if you just look at the Medicare side of it. In fact, I have some figures from our National Association that states that with addition of more cuts that were proposed some time ago, that 55.8% of the agencies in Arkansas would be operating at zero or less margins.
By law, home health care must be ordered through a patient's physician. But under a new Medicare rule, which came into force late last year, patients must do so within a strict time frame.
To prove that they have seen their physician either a certain amount of time prior to enrollment in home health or upon enrollment. And that is the change that is really put a lot of additional stress on home health agencies and on physicians' offices.
And Nancy Elphingstone says the new rules will help to prevent abuse to the system.
Policies like this have been put into place to make sure a home health agency isn't putting someone on service and getting a doctor to sign off on it and when they really may not have needed home care at that point. Again, I want to emphasize there's been no suspicion of that happening in Arkansas.
Another policy which the U.S. Department of Labor is addressing is the fact that many in-home caregivers are underpaid and overworked. Most, it says, earn less than minimum wage and no overtime. That's because, as, quote, companion workers, they've long remained exempt from federal labor protections. In late December, the Obama administration pushed to revise the Fair Labor Standards Act rule to ensure fair pay for an estimated 2 million in-home caregivers. Of those, more than 92% are women, 50% minority, and nearly 40% have to resort to Medicaid and food stamps. Although Nancy Elphingstone could not comment on how this will affect home care workers in Arkansas, Lee Davis is concerned. He operates ElDirect, an independent in-home elder care agency, with offices in Washington County, Fort Smith, and Conway.
We carry a large caseload of Medicaid, so we do see the huge need that's out there. I mean, there's people right now that we're serving right now that live in a storage shed, literally. So we see kind of the suffering that happens with seniors that are just forgotten about. Other side of that coin is we work with veterans, we work with private pay or self-pay, and then long-term care insurance. That's kind of the four primary pay sources that exist today.
Davis employs 148 CNAs and RNs in Northwest Arkansas who work by the hour and are paid above minimum wage. So if his agency is forced under the proposed new federal rule to pay overtime, that cost, he said, will be passed on to clients.
Most clients can't afford time and a half. They can't afford to pay an extra additional amount because some clients need 24/7 care. And with this mandate, it would put a lot of clients, I don't know what it would do to the clients. I mean, they wouldn't be able to afford it. It would make us, we would just have to charge more or else we'd go out of business.
Lee Davis says some staff choose to work extra hours for extra income. Karen Coolidge is an in-home service nurse for the Carroll County Unit of the Arkansas Department of Health. she and her staff follow patients, elders, moms, and newborns released from hospitals into their homes, where they oversee care.
And what we try to do as in-home service nurses is just make up the gap that can exist when a person leaves a facility and returns home with all this stuff that they may or may not know how to deal with.
The Arkansas Department of Health operates 94 local health units across 75 state counties. Staff treat chronic and infectious disease, deliver health care to low-income women and children, assist with Medicaid and Our Kids services, and provide in-home health care. Karen Coolidge says she's comfortable working for the state health care agency and has enjoyed job security.
The pay is not as good, maybe, as in the private sector, but they do provide opportunity for our education, being able to advance.
But she and her colleagues are aware of ongoing financial pressures the department is under.
But recently, since they have, you know, all the budget cuts have come to the forefront, I don't know if I have that security as much as I used to.
Marcy Gibson is branch chief for in-home services of the Arkansas Department of Health. She oversees 625 employees with an additional 2,500 contract workers. ADH staff receive minimum wage and are paid overtime, so won't be affected by the proposed federal ruling.
Well, under the umbrella of in-home services, we provide an array of physician-ordered medical services in the home. We do home health, which is our skilled nursing program. We provide hospice for the terminally ill. We provide personal care and elder choices, which is really a long-term care program that assists patients with activities of daily living.
On average, the in-home division works with 26,000 patients a year, 90% of that care delivered in rural Arkansas.
We have, percentage-wise, 65.5% of our revenue comes from Medicaid, 28.9% from Medicare, and 5.2% from third-party insurers, private insurance, the VA, those sorts of insurers. We do a large Medicaid. We see a lot of Medicaid patients, both in our personal care elder choice program, our MIP, and in our own home health program. And part of that, I'm sure, is because we are so strong in rural Arkansas.
And with so many medically entitled, ADH, like other state health providers, is feeling the strain.
Basically, each year for the past six, we have had a reduction in what we are paid to provide that care. In addition to those rate cuts in Medicare home health specifically, we have had several regulatory requirements that basically add cost to the service that you're not reimbursed for. And it's caught up with us. I mean, we are now at a point that it is costing more to provide the care than we're being paid. And home health, like most of health care, is very labor intensive. And home health is by definition a traveling program. So you are incurring travel costs to get to the patient's home, and it requires a nurse, an aide, a physical therapist, whatever the patient requires. Those are, you know, that's very labor intensive. And we had reached the point that these cuts really had an impact on our bottom line. In addition to that, as the public agency, we are the safety net for many, many Arkansans that either have no health insurance or are not covered by Medicare or Medicaid. And we do roughly $1.5 million worth of no-source care a year.
To meet its budget, the division will reportedly do things like institute furloughs without pay and reduce mileage reimbursements, at least through June 30th.
And at that time, we hope we have stabilized our program, and we will have some other efficiencies in place that will take us into the next fiscal year.
Marcy Gibson says all state agencies are tightening their belts and are waiting to see what will happen under health care reform, along with delivering affordable insurance benefits via state marketplaces to the uninsured, underinsured, and even those with pre-existing conditions. The Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act will create a national long-term care insurance program for those who pay nominally monthly premiums for 5 years, reducing the Medicaid role. The new law will also strengthen Medicare by fighting waste, fraud, and abuse while extending the life of the Medicare Trust Fund 2029. These changes will create a safer and more secure home health care complex. Arkansas Department of Health In-Home Service Branch Chief Marcy Gibson.
You know, these are very important services, and we are very committed to our clients, and we're going to do everything we can to continue to meet the needs of Arkansans that choose to come to us.
But how agencies, both public and private, forced to lay off workers and limit hours will serve growing client and patient demand remains to be seen. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.